Hello, and welcome to Gilead. I'm Rebecca Anderson, one of the pastors here, and I'm so glad you found us. Our theme for Lent this year is love-hate relationships, stories of our besties and worsties. On March 3rd, 2024, Reverend Vince Amlin preached about the pleasure and near impossibility of just hanging out. He preached, as you're probably able to guess, from Leviticus 19. From Sunday night, here's Vince.
Do you think we're living in an era of a profound social mistake? This was Ezra Klein interviewing Sheila Liming about her book, Hanging Out, The Radical Power of Killing Time. I found the interview by finding the book by reading a New York Times headline 2 weeks ago and deciding that that was enough to like pin a service on. March 3rd, hanging out, done. The importance of hanging out. And then Rebecca got me behind the paywall and I read the article and it essentially said, hanging out is important. And I found myself feeling a little bit of preacher's remorse. Like it seemed a little thin, a little fluffy. Especially at a moment in our world that feels anything but. Like, is now the moment to talk about hanging out? And I do think it's important that it's good for us to spend unstructured, unprogrammed time with each other. As Liming defines it, daring to do not much and daring to do it with other people. I do think we need that. I need that. But is it urgent? Is it relevant? Is it even theological? Like, I'm always wary of taking something that's just like good for us and then calling it holy. Although the Bible has no problem with that. Like Leviticus 19, 5 through 7. I knew that's what you were thinking of. When you offer a sacrifice, offer it in such a way that it is acceptable. It shall be eaten on the same day you offer it or on the next day. And anything left over until the third day shall be consumed by fire. If it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an abomination. Like eating three-day-old lamb in an era before refrigeration, a bad idea. Abomination seems strong. Other supposedly holy rules feel even more arbitrary, like a little later in that chapter, people are forbidden from rounding off the hair at their temples. And of course, some of the rules are just terrible, like everything that came to your mind as soon as I said that the scripture was from Leviticus 19. Some rules take the worst part of what's wrong with a society and try to claim it as holy. Do you think we're living in an era of a profound social mistake? He asked the question around like minute 11 in this 75-minute interview. And I got to minute 19 and I had to turn it off because I was too panicky. This was just supposed to be a sermon about hanging out. Not like a profound social mistake. About how as kids we didn't have to plan for the time that we spent together. There didn't have to be like a cool restaurant that we were gonna go to or like an important piece of theater we needed to see together. We didn't have to have a new board game or some special thing to eat or drink together. The plan was just to be together. What we did wasn't really important. It was just supposed to be a sermon about how good that felt, how much I miss that feeling. But the first 19 minutes of this podcast made the problem seem so much bigger. It no longer felt thin or fluffy. It felt urgent and relevant and also impossible. It was about our economic system, which encourages us to think of our time as money, as this precious resource that we have to put to its most efficient use. And also about our system of political action and advocacy that does the same, that sees our time as power and it has to be maximized by doing as much as we possibly can all the time. and also about our social system, which encourages us to see our time as our own, to spend when and where we want, which comes with its own sense of efficiency of not like wasting time in places or with people that we didn't choose. It's about our fantasies of control, Liming says. That we don't have to spend time with anyone we don't want to, or doing anything that we don't want to. Because, I'm sorry, it's handwritten. I knew I got so far into this before this happened. Because hanging out, she said, isn't always great. It means not making the most of your time. It means less choice, less variety, more boredom, and we don't want that. I don't want that. So our society grows richer, and we have more choice and more privacy and less boredom and more loneliness and fewer relationships and more anxiety. We are structuring our lives for isolation, for atomization, they said. And it's not just that we're doing the activity of hanging out less, it's that we're losing the capacity for it, the muscles for being together in unstructured, unprogrammed time. They call it social improvisation. Those muscles are atrophying, and it's making us profoundly sick. And at that point, I had a different kind of preacher's remorse, because as I wrote in my notes to the interview, it's not fair to just preach that, like, contemporary life in America is entirely broken, and the only thing we can do about it is live by a totally different set of rules than everyone else we know. Like, that's not a helpful sermon to say that we're living in an era of a profound social mistake, and we just have to live totally differently. Although, again, the Bible. I felt panicky, I think, especially because I had already identified this problem in my own life. The need for that kind of radical change. During my sabbatical last year, I kept a running list of ahas from the time. And 1 week in, I wrote, going in, I wished I had had something planned for this first week. But part of the gift of this time is shifting the horizon of my attention away from thinking months out or weeks out or even days out, away from thinking about time as a medium for something, for scheduling at all, and toward time as something that I am in the flow of. And months later, I wrote myself the note, I need to seek inconvenience, boredom, awkwardness, embarrassment. I mean, awkwardness and embarrassment I get, but slowness. Part of why I love being in another country, I wrote, is because I'm forced to interact with people so much and have the opportunity to be surprised. Knowing where I'm going and what I need to do and how to do it takes away from that experience. How do I give myself that experience in Chicago? How can I be less efficient? Less in control, do less scheduling, and let myself be in the flow of time? How can I hang out more? So I tried. I came back determined to reshape my entire life, to change the rules I was living by, to keep my time radically open and available, and what I managed to do was join a choir on Tuesday nights. Like, knowing how easily my time fills up with other things, what I managed to do was take the conventional, like, self-care advice and just schedule some time for myself to try to carve out a little corner of time for something I hoped would give me joy, to reserve a little time for me. And so now I have to do that every fucking week, too. It's just another thing on my calendar. It hasn't changed the problem because it didn't change the rules. It didn't fix the mistake. A friend asked in November if there was a Saturday coming up when he could take me out to dinner for his birthday. And I told him truthfully, the next Saturday I have open is February 24th. Do you think we're living in an era of a profound social mistake? Now, I wasn't just hanging out in Leviticus 19 this week. That wasn't like something I was doing for fun. I went there for a scripture that, the scripture that feels closest to me, to God saying we should hang out more. The rule that feels like something close to the one I need. When you reap the harvest of your land, it says, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. It's a rule against efficiency, against maximization, against optimization, a rule in favor of waste, of not earning as much as you can or doing as much as you can, not being all that you can. It's a rule to not live up to your full potential, or at least not as defined by what you have or what you do, daring to do not much or not everything, and daring to do it with others or with others in mind. A rule against private property, against privacy, against our fantasies of control. That what is ours to do with whatever we want, or that what is ours at all. As I was coming back from sabbatical, I wrote myself the question, what rules could I make for myself that would change my life immediately? How could I structure my life to give me more of the experiences I long for? Interaction with strangers, learning new things, having deep conversations, connecting to something larger than myself. I want to do it, and I won't do it if left to my own devices. What artificial rules can I give myself? And I made a list of possibilities. Quit social media. TV on weekends or not on weekends? One night a week participating in a non-work activity someone else is leading. No alarms. Certain days I schedule things on, and other days are spontaneous days. And some of them I tried, and some of them I haven't, and nothing has changed. Because none of those rules is enough. This week, I realized for the first time that there is a rule underneath the rule about the edges of the field. And underneath that rule about not eating old lamb, a rule under all the rules, the part of the scripture I always kind of skip over as I read because it's repeated again and again. I am the Lord your God. My time does not belong to a company or to a church. It's not for eking out a greater profit share or even for better attendance. It doesn't belong to a cause. It's not for maximizing my impact. It does not even belong to me. It's not for guarding, for self-care, for choice. My time is God's, and it is for wasting on the people around me. Without a plan, without a schedule, just hanging out and seeing what God will make of it. Something so thin, so fluffy, and also so urgent and so relevant and so necessary. A small rule that would change my entire life if I dared to let it.